Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Sarah Place. We're talking sustainability in just a moment.
I've got a question for cattle producers. Are you sure you're getting the best performance out of your cattle? Not if your pastures are crawling with parasites. Send the enemy packing with Long Range, the first and only extended-release dewormer that provides up to 150 days of parasite control with just one convenient dose. Because your cattle are exposed to those profit robbers far longer than the 14 to 42 days of protection offered by conventional dewormers. So this grazing season, send parasites packing with Long Range. Still skeptical? Ask your veterinarian or Behringer Ingelheim sales representative about season-long parasite control from Long Range. Or check out thelongrangelook.com.
Federal law restricts this drug to use by or on the order of a licensed veterinarian for use in cattle only, not for use in humans or other animal species. Keep out of reach of children, not for use in breeding bulls or in calves less than 3 months of age, not for use in female dairy cattle 20 months of age or older, including dry dairy cows or in veal calves. Post-injection site damage such as granulomas and necrosis can occur. These reactions have disappeared without treatment, not for intravenous or intramuscular use. Do not treat within 48 days of slaughter. Full prescribing information, visit thelongrangelook.com.
We're talking today with Dr. Sarah Place, formerly of Oklahoma State University, now, of course, on staff at NCBA. And the issue of sustainability for consumers, they really started to major on that more than ever before.
Yeah, I think we see that in the mainstream press, right? You know, cattle producers are reading the same articles that any other Joe Blow consumer is. We see a lot of articles on the environmental impact of beef, especially, and just this whole word of sustainability in food is very much a hot topic right now.
And there's so much to consider when you start talking about the issue of sustainability.
There's a whole bunch of issues wrapped up into it, from animal welfare to environmental impact to just even, you know, being good community members, right? It's all wrapped up in that sustainability piece. And so I think that's what's key, is just really we have an excellent story to tell. We actually have the data and the science to support it. It's just getting that information and packaging it in the right way that connects to people.
I know that you've done a good bit of work on some of these environmental issues, and especially the argument over greenhouse gases. We have probably been misrepresented by a lot of the studies and a lot of the comments, right?
Yeah, so that's something that we perennially see, right? So we say environmental issues, but really it comes down to climate change and greenhouse gas emissions is where we get most of the attention. So we've done research ourselves, but we also have data from the government sources like the EPA that would back us up and showing that we're not a major contributor to greenhouse gas emissions or this whole issue of climate change, right? So according to the EPA, direct emissions that come from cattle in the United States are only 2% of emissions. And we also recently completed a partial life cycle assessment of the U.S. beef industry. So we added in all the feed production, all the trucks you may have, four-wheelers, everything going into the industry of beef cattle production, and we're only 3.3% of emissions. You know, and we know we worked with USDA researchers where we say, you know, is this really a big effect of changing the climate over time? And the answer is really no, because most of our emissions are methane emissions, and it's just not a major driver of the increase in concentrations that we're seeing.
And it's important to remember that the greenhouse gas that cattle are emitting is methane, and it's got a relatively short shelf life compared to the stuff coming out of your tailpipe.
Yeah, and that's super important for all of us to kind of communicate. It gets a little into the weeds, but you know, one of the better analogies out there is probably like thinking about a bathtub level, right? Why we're concerned about greenhouse gas emissions is that they're increasing the concentration of these gases in the atmosphere, the level of water on a bathtub, if you will. But methane is a special case in that it only is around for 10 or 12 years. And then it gets broken down to carbon dioxide, and then that carbon dioxide gets taken up by plants, and the whole cycle repeats again. So really what we're in a situation in the United States is, if we go back to that bathtub analogy, the water going in and the water coming out are balanced, right? So we're not increasing emissions or increasing the concentrations because of cattle in the U.S.
Now, one other area was that area of meatless Mondays that we've heard so much about. That's one of those scare tactics. It seems like that certain people that are trying to make social change have tried to institute.
Yeah, and I think we see, you know, a lot of these issues. They get a lot of media attention, but it's always good to kind of think back at the trend lines and say, you know, look at the data. Like, people people are not actually eating less meat in the United States. And when people try to make that connection to environmental issues, we know from research that was published a couple years ago that even if every American went vegan, right, 7 days a week, no meat, we would only reduce greenhouse gas emissions by 2.6 percentage points, right? So that is the maximum that we could reduce emissions from our diet changes. So meatless Mondays or one person deciding not to eat meat is just not going to amount to anything from a greenhouse gas emission perspective.
Talking cattle and greenhouse gas emissions with Dr. Sarah Place. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The Oklahoma Angus Association presents the 20th annual Gathering Place Sale, Saturday, August 31st at noon at H2 Cattle Company, located just east of Perkins, Oklahoma on Highway 33. The sale will feature over 80 registered female lots, as well as spring calving and bred heifers and cows from many of Oklahoma's top Angus breeders. For more information or a sale catalog, go to mcsauction.com or call Matt Sims at 405-641-6081.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.